Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up later in the programme, I'll be speaking to IFA Environment Chairman Thomas Cooney about the Heritage Bill and proposals to introduce a pilot two-year project which would allow for a more managed approach to hedge cutting during August along roadside hedges and at the time of cereal sowing and grass reseeding. But first, the Ulster Bank is planning to close a number of outlets throughout the country, including ones in Raphoe and Ardrah. Well, earlier today there was a protest march in Raphoe, which went from Raphoe Mart into the Diamond and ended up outside the Ulster Bank. I've been getting some reaction to the protest. PJ McMonagall, well-known local farmer and former county chairman. The protest in Raphoe earlier today attracted a very good turnout, and it shows the depth of feelings.
Yes, Chris, we were delighted with the turnout this morning at 10 o'clock. You know, it really shows the depth of feeling in the area, you know, because this doesn't just affect Raphoe. You have Raphoe, Convoy, St. Johnson, Carrigans. You know, the people come from all over to use the bank in Raphoe, because it is impossible to get parking or get into both the bigger towns, Letterkenny and Balbuffet. And, you know, it's going to cause serious problems if the bank closes.
Now, the area of East Donegal, big farming population, if this bank closes, effectively you've got that whole stretch from Balbuffet right up along the border, right up to Buncrana, and we've the prospect of no bank in between.
Yes, and you know, they need to sit down and take a look at what is happening. You know, the amount of people using the full branch or the one in Ardrah, you know, if they would count the right number of people getting in the door that's making use of, all the business customers are all using these branches, but they don't seem to be counted when it comes to statistics. But them people are coming because it's easy access, and you know, it's just simple to come to a town like Ardrah or Raphoe, where it's nearly impossible to get into the bigger towns.
Now, the banks will say more and more business is going online, and nobody will dispute that. But you still do need, and many people will feel this, some sort of personal connection with your bank.
You still need a local bank. Not everything can be done online. If there's a problem, you have to speak to somebody. So it's a lot easier to go in and speak to somebody across the counter that you know that can help you with a problem, than going on the phone and pressing number one for something and pressing number two for something else, and you can't get across the exact problem that you have, where you can go into the local branch and that person can sort you out in 5 minutes.
Well, you're a former county chairman of the IFA in here in Donegal. There's been campaigns about to stop the closure of rural post offices. This is another attack on rural Ireland, and vital that the farming community comes out in big numbers. You have arranged, there's a public protest next Friday as well.
Yes, we have arranged for a meeting in Raphoe Mart at 7 o'clock on the 7th of April. At 8 o'clock on the 7th of April, the Friday night, meeting at the Mart, and we're going to put together a committee to take this forward. The Ulster Bank has said they'll come and meet representatives from the two towns, so we want to put that committee together next Friday night and take it to the next step.
So as far as people are concerned on the ground, it's not a done deal. If there's enough public support and if the message can be brought through to the Ulster Bank, you would still have some hope that the decision could be reversed.
Yes, you know, we can't sit back and let it happen, because, you know, we have sat back and let two banks go out of the town. If we sit back and let the other bank go, if the post office is next, you know, are we just going to sit back? We've got to stand up together, the whole community, and stand up for the community, and you know, make the officials in Dublin sit back and look at us and say, yes, we need a bank in Raphoe.
And also, PJ, there's a petition that has been launched, which I know quite a few people have signed already, and there's going to be an online version. Again, the message there would be to sign up.
Sign up to both the one that you'll get in any of the business in Raphoe or the online one. Sign up and show your your anger that you're not happy at what's happening, because you know we've got one chance here, because this bank is to close on the 1st of June, so we have one chance to get to meet the bank, and we have to have everything done beforehand. So if we can get the petitions down, you know, and get the protest going, that's showing that we're very angry at what has happened here. We have some chance of getting something done, but if we sit back on our laurels and wait, nothing will happen, and the bank will just close on us.
And that was PJ McMonagall, well-known local farmer and former chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. On now to environmental matters, and Thomas Cooney joins me now to talk about the Heritage Bill. Thomas, the Heritage Bill has already prompted quite a lot of debate. Perhaps you can update us about the latest proposals.
Yes, Chris. Minister Humphreys was bringing in a bill changing the regulation to allow hedge cutting in the month of August on a limited basis on roadside hedges and fields that were being reseeded and fields that were having tillage fields that were having winter crops sown in them. But Fianna Fáil put down an amendment last week, said they were going to restrict it to roadside hedges. And this was going to be a pilot project that Minister Humphreys was introducing. It was going to run for 2 years. What she was talking about, that would cover about 5% of the hedges. If it was limited to roadside hedges, we don't think it would be an accurate case study to do, because we'd like to see some hedges away from the roads done as well, internal hedges done as well. And so we met Fianna Fáil. If we met Fianna Fáil, we lobbied them all the TDs and senators over the weekend. We met them, we put our case to them. They did give us a good hearing, but they said that they were going back to think about it. They said if they didn't withdraw the amendment that they put in, they would put in changes when it had come to committee stage in the Dáil. So they did hear us. We met the Donegal TD, Charlie McConnellogue, who's the agricultural spokesperson, Eve Smith, the heritage spokesperson, Eamon O'Keefe was there as well, and there was a few more of the TDs and senators, Jackie Cahill and that. So we had a constructive meeting with them, and they did listen to us, and I think they got wrong information, basically, that they thought that it was going to be an open-ended thing, that every hedge in the country could be cut at the 1st of August, which was never going to be the case. So hopefully it will move on out of the Shannon, and the next step will be to committee stage in the Dáil. There will be the opportunity to put in the stipulation for reseeded fields and tillage with tillage fields and winter crops can be put in the next year. And they did promise us that they would put it in. So we'd be hoping that they will keep the word on that. And hopefully we'll have it up and running for the 1st of August.
And just remind us again of sort of the whole background to this Heritage Bill and the IFA's input.
Yes, Minister Humphreys, back in January 2015, announced that she was going to do a review of the Wildlife Act. And IFA put in a submission for the controlled burning of the uplands, for that to be extended from the 1st of February from the end of February to include the month of March, because in Northern Ireland it can be done up until the middle of April, and we proposed for the and Minister Humphreys also took up that idea for the 2 year pilot project as well, and we made the suggestion that hedge cutting be included in the month of August. So the compromise that she came back was this pilot study. And at the end of the 2 years, if it's proven that neither measures have any negative effect on wildlife, we may look to broaden it out. But if it is having a negative impact on birds or biodiversity, we'll have to go back to the 1st of September, simple as that. So it's just to get it to establish a baseline.
Yeah, and this pilot two-year project, sometimes these pilot projects are restricted to certain parts of the country. Is it across the whole country?
It will be across the whole country, but it's limited to to roadside hedges is limited and to about 5% of the hedges. Roadside tillage fields with winter crops and fields that have been reseeded. So it will cover the whole country, yes.
And also, just while you're on with us, Thomas, the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine announced quite recently an extension to the closing date for submission of the 2017 nitrates derogation applications.
Yeah, so it's important that anyone that was running close to or who was in a derogation last year or who was running close to the 170 if they want to apply for it, to get that paperwork in time, yeah, to get either online or paper applications. And I suppose when you're talking about nitrates, we have the whole review of the whole general nitrates directive is taking place now, and the submissions are, that's open for submissions now until the 28th of April, and we'll have a decision on that by the end of the year. We have basically the derogation, the continuation of the derogation, I suppose, is the first thing that we have to secure, the inflexibilities of calendar farming, excessive penalties that farmers have as a result of nitrate inspections and maybe over-inspecting. There's currently 5% of farmers getting nitrate inspections. 1% is all that's, that Europe is looking for, so we're looking for a reduction in that. And we have the soil fertility issue as well. There's decline in phosphorus levels, you know, and so all that has to be thrashed out over the coming month.
Thomas Cooney there, IFA Environmental Chairman. The Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, has announced the opening of the online system for submissions to both the National Reserve and the Young Farmers Scheme in 2017. The National Reserve is back this year with a fund of €5 million and is now open for applications. The 2017 National Reserve will provide entitlements for two categories of farmers by priority. Young farmers, that's BPS applicants under 40 years old in 2017, who started farming in the last 5 years, and also new entrants to farming. This is BPS applicants who started farming since the 1st of January 2015 and did not farm in their own name previously. On to potatoes, and many growers have unloaded ambient stock over the past week as they clear the decks in readiness for the planting season ahead. As a consequence, many buyers are now turning their attention to stocks in cold store, with increased inquiries from the north in particular, where supplies of rooster appear to be very low. Launching the IFA Milkwise 2025 strategy, IFA President Joe Healy has warned that milk produced over the winter months will soon fail to meet demand. There's a real risk of shortages for consumers because farmers aren't being paid enough to milk cows during the winter, he said. 90% of Ireland's dairy farmers produce milk on a seasonal basis for commodities, mainly for export. Fresh milk for the supermarket shelf is produced 365 days a year by 1,800 specialist farmers amongst the country's 18,000 dairy farmers. Well, traditionally there's been a price premium for farmers who milk all year round, but their margin has been eroded in recent years. Joe Healy also said that the pressure on supplies could be exacerbated by the Brexit process. And just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer base €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo. Heifers €4 to €4.05 a kilo, with tops of €4.10 to €4.15 a kilo being paid. Supplies are tight. Young bulls making €3.65 to €4 a kilo, and cows €3.20 to €3.70 a kilo. On to the sheep prices. Well, supplies are scarce, so factories are paying from €5.15 to €5.25 a kilo, with tops of €5.30 a kilo being paid. Well, that's it for tonight's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.